I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roaming Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, roamingoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, as I mentioned on last week's program, we're going to be in Broken Hill.
Yes, exciting.
It's one of my most favourite towns, Broken Hill. Absolutely love that place. Now, did you manage to organise that chat with Esther from the Palace Hotel?
Yes, that's all organised.
Now, that's where they filmed part of Priscilla Queen in the Desert.
Yes,
yes, one of my most favourite movies. And where are we going after that?
We're going to be chatting to the Broken Hill Tourist Park.
Okay, so I'll be chatting there with Michael and his family. They own the caravan park.
Yep, and then we'll be chatting with Irving from Away Tours.
Now, Away Tours, they operate from the caravan park, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Fantastic. And then last but not least.
We're heading to the big picture.
Oh, the big picture. Now, that is Chris, I think.
Yes.
Right, and he's going to be telling us all about that magnificent big picture.
Yes, that I think his brother actually painted.
His brother actually painted it, and it's 20 metres long. I'm not exactly sure of the height.
Yeah, I think it might be 30.
30 metres long. Listeners, it's huge. It took 2 years, I think, to paint.
Yes, and
tons of paint. Yes, well, you listen to that, listeners, and Chris is going to tell us all about it, as well as, of course, a great selection of Aussie music as requested by the people we interviewed.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon, Lynn?
On with the show.
My name is Phil C. And Lynn, you're going to have a chat with Esther. She's the managing director of the hotel, is that right?
Yes, that's correct, Phil. How are you today, Esther?
G'day.
Thank you for joining us. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the hotel here in Broken Hill. I hear it's a bit of an iconic place.
It's a beautiful heritage hotel, so sort of three-storey sitting on the main street of Broken Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Originally built in 1889 as a coffee palace. Before it turned into a working hotel. It's had quite an interesting life. It's been a returned soldiers hotel for a long time, hostel.
Okay.
And then back sort of a hotel from the mid-50s until now.
Right.
We bought the building about 11 years ago now.
Yeah.
It's been a slow process of reopening.
Yes.
Happy to say the entire building's in full operation. So
wonderful.
There's sort of 40 rooms of accommodation upstairs. We're about to embark on a new renovation project to sort of include more ensuite rooms in our offering.
Yep.
So that's penned in for 2021. And
wow, so a lot's happening here.
Of course.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And the murals, the beautiful murals that are in the foyer area and up the staircase.
Yep.
They've been around for quite a while as well, I believe.
They have. So from the mid-1980s they were begun.
Mm-hmm.
So first ones were done by Mario Cellotto, who was an Italian fellow who used to own the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the other paintings were done by an Indigenous artist by the name of Gordon Way.
Oh, right.
So over 500 square metres of mural paintings throughout the building, through most of the public areas.
Yes.
And then, of course, as well in there's one accommodation which has got the original paintings in
which
is the Priscilla Suite.
Yes. Yeah. It actually featured in the Priscilla movie.
It did,
Yes. Oh, lovely. And also, too, I believe all the murals have actually a water theme to them.
They do. So Mario had this idea that he wanted the building to feel like an oasis in the desert.
Mm.
So
lovely.
Gordon to include water in them. So Gordon was a landscape painter, like would paint straight out of his head, sort of an onto the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so his scenes are very sort of reminiscent from around this area or the Flinders Ranges where he was from.
Yep.
But then they've sort of got these raging steam streams or sort of lakes through them.
Yep. Oh, lovely.
Mm.
And also too, you have a thing called the Broken Hill Festival.
We sure do. So sort of coming on to our seventh year now. I can't remember if I've skipped a year now with COVID.
Yes.
But it is our annual festival which happens in September.
Yeah.
Which is sort of marks the annual cinematic release of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the movie.
Right.
So this is, I guess, our homage party to our link with that movie. So the hotel was used as a central set for the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And over 70% of the movie was shot sort of in and around
Broken Hill. Right.
So the hotel sort of features as itself in the movie and then also as sort of other interior locations. So Stephen Elliott, who was the writer and director of the film gifted us in the city the $1 million stage show bus and the big stiletto you see in the foyer.
So that's from the movie.
That one's from the first Australian musical.
Oh, right,
which
okay.
Which he went on to do.
Yes.
And so we bring that out sort of every year during the event.
So it gets a bit of a dust up and a polish.
It does, yeah. A bit more glitter added on. Yes. And
I noticed that. So what do people expect to see when they come to this festival? Because it's something that I haven't been to, and I think we are coming. We are coming.
I'm so not missing the festival
this year. What
are we
going to be seeing?
So it's expanded to sort of go over a five-day period.
Oh, really?
Now. So sort of starts on the events sort of kick off on the Thursday through until the Monday. We have a dedicated train called the Sewer City Stiletto, which comes out of Sydney to people out.
So
adjacent to the hotel here, we close the street off. We build a massive big stage out there, plus the bus, bars, food vans, that sort of thing. There are ticketed shows Friday, Saturday and Sunday night, which are available through the website.
Yep.
And then we also have some free community shows that happen, like the Main Street Parade on the Saturday
mornings. Oh, right, I was going to ask if there was a parade.
Yeah, so that's our free event which happens. So it's basically sort of in the theme of the movie.
Yes.
You know, dare your mates to dress up in their most outrageous Priscilla-inspired outfit.
Oh, okay.
So does that mean I have to wear glitter and gloss?
Absolutely. yeah. So it's the perfect weekend to dust out your most fabulous outfit and strut your stuff for the entire weekend. Yeah. So, you know, multiple outfits every day.
So, pair of heels and,
I'll be in it.
Oh, whatever you like. We get thousands that come along the main street there. We do have, you do need to apply now to be in the actual parade.
Right. Okay.
Or otherwise, you know, people that come to watch the parade are still dressed up. We have free shows in the town square there.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
So what sort of crowd do you get? Do you get a huge crowd?
We do. Look, 2019, so 2020, obviously, we weren't able to have the event, or we did something very small just to mark the dates.
Yep.
But so 2,500 was our sort of maximum ticket sales for the nightly shows, each night.
Yep.
So, but at the parade, we see around 5,000, 5 to 6,000 people.
Of
course, upping those ticket numbers as well as our capacity restrictions ease.
So can I ask, with the festival, and you said get dressed up in your best glitter and gloss, do you get parents with children in the festival, or is it all just guys in the festival
dressing up
as girls?
Our biggest audience, it's evening out a bit, but our biggest audience are women 50 plus.
Okay.
So they get a whole gaggle of girlfriends for the weekend and come out and, you know, laugh and dance to ABBA and, have a great old time. So I think one of the feedback we get every year from our event is they can't believe what a mixed audience it is.
Yes.
Sort of from... The ticketed shows are 18 plus.
Yes.
Because they're in the licensed hotel.
Yes. Yep.
But then otherwise, you know, we do drag story hour at the library. The parade is all ages sort of thing. So it's really amazing. I think that appeal for, you know, it's really about sort of colour and vibrance, expressing who you are and acceptance, that sort of thing. You know, that's a really big part of the message that the festival conveys, I guess. And certainly, you know, the colourful community, the LGBTIQA plus community that celebrate that sort of event.
Yes.
You've got that down pat.
Yeah, there's a few letters in there. But,
yes, I know. Oh, okay. And I noticed, and I don't know whether it does happen or whether it's an old sign out the front, you had two up in the window. Is that...
We do. We've actually just restarted the games post-COVID, actually, which is quite exciting.
Okay.
So back in the late 1980s, the city was granted a special cultural licence to be able to play tour to the city council. So we hold that licence on behalf of the council. So it can only be in one venue in the city. So we've had it now probably about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, okay.
So we can play the game sort of any time of day. We just run a regular game generally on a Friday night.
Yeah.
So it's, you know,
just
it's quite lovely last weekend with St. Paddy's races on.
Yeah, I guess
a lot of punters in town.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like it's a traditional two-up game, sort of different to the way they run it in the casinos, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And you do karaoke, do you? Do you still do the karaoke?
We do. Once a week, there's always a big lineup to get into karaoke. We've got our regulars and anyone who feels like they want to strut their stuff for the weekend.
And is that sort of run by drag queens as well, or no?
Once a month, we we get our host, the gorgeous Amanda Screetley, will come up and host the karaoke for us. We do a bit of drag bingo once a month do some drag and dine shows. So just depending on the season, we always try to have
it. Fantastic.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to do here at the Palace Hotel.
Absolutely.
Have you got anything else you want to ask, Phil?
No, not really.
All right, so if that's the case, you don't have anything else, Phil. Esther, have you got a favourite Aussie band song that you'd like us to play at the end of the show?
Oh, sure. I think I've sort of struggled to come up with a Priscilla-themed song from an Australian artist, but we had a great artist and a good friend of mine that came out and performed at one of the earlier Broken Hill festivals. Mm-hmm. Moju is their name. They've sort of and one of their new release songs, Native Tongue, I believe it sort of won some awards in the Australian Indigenous Music Awards and Australian Music Awards. So I'd love to hear that song.
All right. Okay. Do you think you'll have that song, Phil?
Oh, we'll get that song for Esther. That's my game. Aussie music. Phil sees my name and Aussie music is my game.
All right. Well, thank you, Esther, so much. It's been great to be in this iconic hotel and to hear all about it and also to hear about the
Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Broken Heel Festival.
Thank you.
That's it.
No problem. We'll see you out here in September.
We will be here, Esther, with my best glisten gloss and, Linny, your high heels and your evening.
Ah, yes, I better go searching.
You better go searching. All righty. Thank you so much, Esther.
Cheers.
All right, listeners, stick around for that great track that's coming up now, and we'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after that.
My father came here from the Philippines. It's where I live, it's where I wanna be. Ooh, but you make me feel so ill at ease. I don't speak my father's native tongue. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong. It's easy enough for you to say it ain't no thing, but I'm the one, you ain't the one. Been living in the skin. If you wanna call me something, call it to my face. But I will not apologize for taking up this space. Every time you cut me down, I'm gonna come back fierce. The time is through for being nice. Let's call it what it is. I don't speak. born under the southern sun. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong.
With overseas travel in lockdown, there's no better time to see what's offer in your own backyard. And if you want to do it in style, with all the bells and whistles, then 7th Street Caravans, located at 2212 Pacific Highway, Heatherbrae, is where the journey begins. Check out their range, Paramount, Silver Valley, Road Trip and Option RV. With dozens of layouts, there's something for everyone's needs. 7th Street also has a large range of pre-loved vans. They won't be beaten on price, so grab yourself a knockout deal today. Phone Aidan and the team on 4987 5288 or check out the website 7thstreetcaravans.com.au.
Oh, hello listeners, Phil C here again, and I'm still in Broken Hill with Michael MacGyver, and he is the owner of the Broken Hill Tourist Van Park. How you going, Michael?
Yeah, really well, thanks Phil. Welcome to Broken Hill.
Oh my friend, there is so much to see and do here in Broken Hill.
There is heaps to see in Broken Hill.
I've got to tell you, yeah, this caravan park of yours, I've been here a couple of years before and it is brilliant. It's a lovely place.
Yeah.
And I had to come back. Tell us, this is a family-owned business. How long have you had this park?
Yeah, look, it's a mum and dad and I run the park with an amazing team here in Broken Hill. Yep. So we're very fortunate. We've had the park since April 2010. So originally had another caravan park that we grew up in with my two sisters and younger brother. And I'm the only sibling that's jumped in the family business. So we're stuck with it. So we're going into what our 11th year here in Broken Hill.
Fantastic.
And yeah, really over the last 12, 18 months, we've were able to secure the freehold of the business back in the end of 2019. So we've been able to commit and spend a fair bit of money and doing up the park. So it's great to see all the improvements we're making, and the guests love the feedback.
Absolutely.
We love the feedback, and the guests are really enjoying the benefits of the new toilet blocks and the kids' facilities that we're putting in.
Yeah, well, I noticed that. The last time we were here, you didn't have the jumping castle.
Any of that. So, you know, we're seeing a fair few people that are coming through with, grandparents are travelling with their kids. You know, they've got two or three vans coming out to Broken Hill in Far West New South Wales, and it's four in the region, and they're travelling together, and definitely the kids get worn out pretty quick on that jumping pillow.
Absolutely.
But then, we also know that our traditional market with the grey nomads appreciate the new shower blocks that we've just done up, nice big shower with some plenty of room in there. So we're really chipping away at all those touch points that we get feedback about. But it's definitely about making that experience. There's plenty to see, so fill the days in, and then you've got a nice place to come back, and we've got a communal fire that's pretty popular over the winter months. So gets everyone together, which is brilliant.
And you got the beautiful big camp kitchen there, and you've also got that lovely swimming pool. Is that pool heated or not?
Well, look, it can be heated, in summer with that. It's got the panels on the roof, and it's a bit too hot in summer, so we definitely turn it off. But in winter, you're going to get the nice chilly mornings and chilly afternoons, but the sun's up and nice clear skies out here. It's amazing.
Fantastic.
It's an outback like no other here in Broken Hill.
It is indeed. Look, I was talking to Irving before, the easier tour guide, and he drives your bus. Takes people all over the place.
Yep.
So many interesting things to see here in Broken Hill, which I had no idea about.
It's just becoming amazing.
It's almost like becoming a mecca. It's a must-see town, isn't it, really?
Yeah, look, I think people underestimate what there is to see here in Broken Hill. Yeah. So, at the beginning of April, we have our Heritage Festival where we'll have people dressed up as old miners. And then, later in the year, come September, we've got the Broken Hill Festival. So there's that mix between the miners that work underground that come up for a drink at the pub, and then you've got that mixing in with the drag queens in their glitter and their heels.
That's right. And so that's, of course, at the Palace Hotel.
That's it, at the Palace Hotel. So that's an amazing event that kicks off in September.
Yep.
And that brings close to around about 2,000 people to Broken Hill. And it's a great vibe around town. And that festival is growing year on year. Mm-hmm. And definitely the street parade's a massive event now, so it almost matches our Christmas parade.
Okay.
And you have everyone involved down Argent Street in our main drag.
It's incredible.
But, look, Broken Hill's amazing. Like, we've just had another exciting announcement last week.
Yes.
And that's the Broken Hill Monday Bash.
Absolutely.
That's coming to Broken Hill.
Absolutely. Look, I can't wait for that. I think it's going to put Broken Hill on the map where entertainment's concerned.
I know.
Run by the same people that do the Big Red Bash, but what an incredible lineup.
Oh, it's an amazing lineup. To get that out here in Broken Hill, We're really, really grateful for Greg Donovan and the team that started the Big Red Bash to go, all right, well, you know, that's wrapping up in July. So those people that want to go out there and have a look at Birdsville, you know, travel around far west New South Wales, check out South Australia and then venture in to Broken Hill for the Monday Bash. And that's kicking off on the 19th of August. So, you know, it's going to come around pretty quick, that's for sure.
Well, I know tickets for that are going on sale in...
Yeah, the 23rd of March. They go on sale.
And what's going to happen with that is those tickets will be sold on the 23rd of March. I think if you don't get in quick...
I think so. I think they've got such a massive waiting list from the people that missed out at Birdsville because that's sold out.
It did. It sold out.
Yeah, there's a massive waiting list, I think, at the moment. So hopefully we can get all those people out here to Broken Hill.
I'm sure they can.
The benefit is, like, we've got all sealed roads out here, so they don't have to worry about, you know, heading off on the dirt tracks and their undercarriage of the vans and bits and pieces.
That's right. And another thing with your caravan park is you also got a courtesy bus that's going to take them into the into Broken Hill, isn't it?
We do. So over the last few years, with all the different events, we realised people are out here to have a great experience. And that's our whole purpose, to create great experiences for our guests every day.
Right.
And part of that is, you know, they're out here to have a holiday and a unique experience. So we understand people are there in like a celebrated mode and they want to have a drink or two and enjoy themselves. So for the Broken Hill Festival and a lot of the other events that are around town, we've got a little Toyota bus that we drive in and out around town, and then we also package it up with tours.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a great atmosphere with all these different events that are happening.
Fantastic.
It's definitely worth people looking at their calendar and trying to book it in.
So, obviously, you're going to have a lot of sites available at the moment. How quickly do you think, like normally, the Broken Hill Festival, when does people start booking for that accommodation-wise?
Yeah, the Broken Hill Festival, we're seeing a lot of people year-on-year book, but we've still got plenty of vacancies and we're making room and we're constantly in the process here of improving the park and building. So we've got an old rugby oval that we've got behind the existing park that we're slowly building and adding more sites onto. So there's always an area to find some extra spots for people and we'll keep growing that. But even with the Monday bash, we reckon we're going to be fairly busy those 3 days prior to the gates opening and then at the end. Everyone, after being out there for 3 days without hot water, I think the shower block's going to be pretty popular with the caravan is out here, that's for sure.
The thing with Monday too is you can get early bird tickets, which means you can get out there a couple of days early. Yeah. You can leave a day later if you want.
That's true. So I believe that the official event kickoff staying on the 19th of August.
Yes.
And then you're allowed to get in 2 days prior.
2 days prior.
So, yeah, you know, look, if anyone's thinking of coming out, we're going to have some packages available where we hope to have, you know, our own little community here post and pre the event. So I think, you know, it's going to be busy mid-August for us.
Absolutely. Definitely.
And then leading to the Broken Hill Festival.
Look, I'm definitely going to be here. So we'll have to talk about getting me a nice spot.
Yeah, okay? I think so.
Okay, and reserving a seat on that bus of yours because, I want to see the festival and I want to see that Broken Hill Festival as well because I've been following that for a little bit now, a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that all came about because they filmed that movie Priscilla Queen of the Desert, didn't they? That's how it all sort of came about.
Yeah, it all came about that. And I think they were celebrating the 21st birthday of the Priscilla Festival. And that's where it kicked off. So Esther and her team at the Palace Hotel in Broken Hill have done an amazing job.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people that are behind the event every year. Yes. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And it's a real draw card to get people out to the far west and Broken Hill.
Now, you also own the motel across the road, don't you?
We do, the Sturt Motel. So, you know, being a family business, we were here and we looked across the road and we said, oh, look, that would be great. We're about ready to go get some more cabins. And the relationship, being a country town, you start to get to know everyone. And the lady across there said, oh, look, I'm ready to sell. So we were able to pick that up around about 8 years ago. So we're slowly just chipping away and, you know, getting in when we can and doing up the rooms. But, yeah, it's a great little motel on the outskirts of, it's not in the city centre.
No.
But it's ideal for those that are driving out to Broken Hill to have a good look around and on a budget. And they've got, like, self-contained rooms and the whole lot. So it's a great little setup over there.
Absolutely fantastic. It is. I had a look at that the other day. And, look, it seems to me like you've really got everything under control here. I mean, you've got the caravan park. You're going to extend out the back, you said.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got the motel. And you got a great tour guide, Nerving. He's been here 26 years. There's not much about Broken Hill he doesn't know.
No, so he does an amazing job with tours for just around town, half-day sightseeing tours, even out to like Menindee and Silverton. So they do a whole mix of add-ons.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely, I think it's we've done really well to get an amazing group of people around us to really create great experiences for our guests every day.
That's one of the things that impressed me was how much your staff looked after us when we checked in. Michelle and And the young Jess.
And Jess, yeah.
Fantastic crew of people. Really, you should be so proud of them.
Yeah, we're really proud of them. So they do an amazing job.
They are indeed. Mate, thank you so much for your time, Michael. I think I think we've covered just about everything. Anything else you on the top of your head you want to say before we let you go?
Oh, look, I think definitely you got to schedule a trip to Broken Hill on your list. Get on the bucket list and get out here. We'd love to see you here.
Especially around the Monday and the Broken Hill, not to be missed.
I think, you know, August, September is the time to get out to Broken Hill now, I think.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, mate, before I end up this little chat with you, I'm going to play you a song. It's got to be Aussie. It's Broken Hill. You can't get much more Aussie than Broken Hill.
That's right.
Got a favourite Aussie singer?
Oh, look, I think when you look at the lineup that we're going to have for the Broken Hill Monday Bash, the lead artist there's Paul Kelly. Right. So I think I'd have to pick him.
Paul Kelly. Not how to make gravy.
No, not how to make gravy. Okay, but I think, you know, like I'd love to be out there at the Broken Hill Monday Bash and see him on stage and hear before too long.
Before too long. Are you going to go to the bash?
Yeah, if I can get... like the amazing team that we've got here, I might just have to sneak out there for a day or so.
Okay, mate, I'd love to see you out there because I'm definitely going to go. All right, stick around, listeners. We're going to play that song for you now. Paul Kelly's...
Before Too Long.
Goodness me. Go. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks,
Phil. We'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after Paul Kelly.
Before too long, the one that you're loving, wish that he never. Suddenly come into view. So let the time keep rolling on. It's on my side. Lonely nights will send me home. High is the tide. Before too long.
Oh, hello, listeners. Phil C here, still roaming Oz, and I am at Broken Hill Tourist Park with Irving. Now, Irving is the tour guide here, is that correct, Irving?
That is correct, yes.
All right, matey, tell us all about this exciting job you've got here in Broken Hill.
Well, it is an exciting job because it's something I'm passionate about and I really enjoy doing. So okay. It's not a hard job in that sense because
no.
I love promoting the outback, love promoting my backyard, so to speak, and showcasing it.
Okay.
And there's just so much to see and do here, which unfortunately a lot of people out in the wider community out there in Australia don't really know much about.
Okay.
And they get very pleasantly surprised when they come here to see how much is available.
In Broken Hill.
In Broken Hill.
Yes, because most people would think Broken Hill's probably a dusty old fly-ridden town,
yes.
wouldn't they? But in fact, I mean, I was here before a couple of years ago and was so impressed with the place, decided to come back. Now, Broken Hill itself has got such incredible architecture in the buildings.
Fantastic.
And it's a pretty big sort of a town, isn't it?
Well, that's one of the comments that just keeps coming back again and again and again. People keep saying, we didn't realise Broken Hill was so big.
Exactly.
Because on the map, it looks like just a dot, and it's and in their mindset, they just think it's a dusty old little mining town that's
correct.
Sort of just about burnt out and over, and what could you possibly do there?
Yes.
They rock up here expecting to be here for one night.
Yes.
When they have a chat to us in the front house, and or one of the other girls perhaps in the front house, they find it all. There's so much to see, so much to do. Let's extend our stay by 2 or 3 days.
Exactly.
Because there is so much to see and do.
So tell us, Irving, you drive a tour bus here at the tourist park.
Yeah, correct.
Now tell us, what sort of things can people expect to see if they get on one of your tours?
Well, probably one of the classic ones that we like to promote and also encourage our other local operators in the area, like the hotel and motel people, to encourage their people to get on, is a half-day heritage explorer tour.
Okay.
And the Half Day Heritage Explorer Tour gives you a bit of an overview of Broken Hill history and the environment. And I throw in a little bit of the flora and the fauna as well on there,
because
that's in the environment too. Plus, obviously, the history, some funny, interesting stories, quirky characters, so much. And we point out some of the interesting places that they can go to in their stay here.
Okay.
And they do get blown away and they do say, wow, if we hadn't done this tour, we would have missed probably a good half of this. And I have had even feedback, people saying that they didn't jump on the tour the first day they were here. They went on the last day.
Okay.
And they said, we should have done it the first day because we didn't know about this. We didn't know we could go there. We didn't know we could do all this other stuff. So.
Okay. So Broken Hill's not the only place you go to. Do you go to Silverton as well with your tours?
Yeah, we go to Silverton or Silvertown, as
Silvertown.
It's called. So that's only just down the road, basically, from
us. Of course.
23 Ks is just a stone's throw from here. And they do call it the Silverton Ghost Town. If it wasn't for tourism, literally it would be a ghost town. There's only a handful of diehards that still live out there. It was a booming, bustling mining town back in its heyday, and there was well over 3,000 people living there. Today we're looking at maybe 33 people or something.
33 people. Incredible. Now, it is a bit of a ghost town to look at, isn't it? I drove into Silverton when I was here a couple of years ago, and it is. It's a dusty, sort of a ghost-looking town, a ghost town, really. But there's still heaps of things to see at Silverton.
There is, there's stacks, yeah.
So what would be probably one of the most popular things in Silverton?
Well,
definitely not to miss.
Generally, people do head to the pub.
The pub
is a draw card.
Yep.
It's sort of like the hub of the town, and that's how it was back in the old days.
Right.
The pub or the church is sort of the hub and the place where they had meetings and gatherings and get-togethers and funerals and weddings and you name it.
Yep.
It's either the pub or the church. So that is historic. It's well over 100, probably 10, 120 years old.
Yep.
It's been a long time. It's the only pub operating.
Okay.
There were 10 pubs in its heyday.
In Silverton.
And 3 breweries.
Wow.
So very thirsty town, the old miners.
So when they had 10 pubs and 3 breweries, what was the population of the town back then?
It boomed just over 3,000.
3,000, wow.
Yeah.
And I know Broken Hill boasted back in the day about 60 pubs, didn't it?
Keep going, just over 70.
Okay, 70
so
pubs.
Very, very thirsty town.
It's a thirsty town. And why do you think that is? Do you think it's because the line of work being mining or just the heat? Or
it's just a hard,
life.
Sort of, hard life. And the guys just did it tough. They were big drinkers, big smokers.
Okay.
A lot of them didn't have a very good outcome life-wise. They had a short life generally because of dust on the lung, too much smoking, too much boozing. So, there are a few widows around because of that.
Because of that.
Yeah.
And that pub you mentioned before, there's been some classic Australian movies made out of that pub, hasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the movies are highlighted when you go into the hotel. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Mad Max 2 is featured out here.
Yep.
Not so much in the hotel, but in that environment.
In that area.
In that area. Ring of Scorpio, Outback Bound, Pursuit of Honor, Town Like Alice, and the list just goes on. So it's a pretty colourful little pub. And they reckon it's one of the most photographed pubs in Australia.
Fair enough. So what else do you do? You do Silverton, you do Broken Hill. I noticed you do like a sunset tour.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, what's that entail?
So we get some amazing sunsets out here, as you can appreciate. We got some beautiful big open skies here, and there's no sort of city lights to detract from seeing the stars once the sun does drop down. Some pretty impressive sky up there. So we do take people about 19 k's out of town up to a place called the Sculpture Park, or Living Desert.
Yes.
And there's 12 sculptures, sandstone sculptures, up on top of this hilltop,
which
gives you a 360 degree look at the environment. And as the sun sets, the glow from the sun reflects sort of onto the sort of yellowy orange sandstone and just creates even more colour, more depth of colour. And we encourage our guests, obviously, with us to keep taking photos as the sun's setting and dropping over the horizon, because it's forever changing and the colours become rich and just so vivid. Also, we have you know, some drinks up there provided and some nibbles while they're there, so we take care of them food and drink wise. Get them through the couple of hours they're there. And they have a fantastic time. It's a real draw card. It was completed in 1993. Lawrence Beck was the one that really initiated and instigated the program. And it's been very successful ever since. The council's basically running that and keeping things ticking over there. You do pay a fee to get into the park, but that's fine. It's pretty minimal, $6. So, yeah, it's a real draw card, and it is featured on a lot of sort of tourism ads.
Okay, fantastic stuff. So how long have you been here?
I've been here just coming up 26 years.
26 years? 26 in years, Broken Hill Broken or working Hill. At this park?
In Broken Hill.
Okay.
So I'm a sunny sandgroper, so I'm from the west. I decided, you know, we wanted to live in a country town and experience what it was like. I lived in and grew up in a city of Perth, and that was great. It's a nice state, nice city, but just wanted to experience country life. So an opportunity arose for myself and my wife, and we said, let's give it 3 years and see how we go. And here we are, 26 years later.
So 26 years in Broken Hill. There wouldn't be much you wouldn't know about the place now, surely.
I'm still learning all the time. It doesn't stop. I love to learn. I love to experience new things, and it's always great to find out something a little bit, you know, unusual or different that I didn't know. And I've been here, you know, 26 years, but there's so much. There's so many layers of history here and learning.
So how much time do you think a visitor should allow themselves when coming to Broken Hill?
I would say on an average, probably 4 to 5 days will cover most things. If you can stay here for a full week, 7 or 8 days even, that'd be fantastic. And you're not sort of pressured to force it all in, and you can enjoy it. And just also where we're situated, Broken Hill is a great base for ranching out to Menindi, which is 110 k's up the highway, which we do tours up there as well. And there is a river cruise available.
Fantastic.
Then you've got Muttawinji National Park, which is 130 k's north of here. Again, it's you know, you can do that in a day or half a day, depending on what you want to do.
Fantastic.
Not too far from here is the Flinders Ranges. Not far from here is also Tipperborough and the Albert Goldfields. And also Mungo National Park, so only, you know, a few hours away from here. So pretty central to, you know, this region,
Fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, Irving. I'm going to say that, Irving. Okay, there you go, listeners. Now, if you're coming into Broken Hill, make sure you stay at the Broken Hill Tourist Park, okay? It's a great place. Swimming pool, beautiful staff. Fantastic staff. They've looked after me so well. And make sure you check out one of Irving's tours, okay, listeners?
Do they know the name of the company?
What's the name of the company?
Away Tours.
Away Tours. Now, maybe you Google search that.
And you've got to ask the question, where did you get the name Away Tours?
Where did I get the name Away Tours?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's just something iconic to Broken Hill, sort of quirky. If you're not born in Broken Hill, you're from a very special place called Away.
Okay.
So if someone says they're from Sydney, we say, oh, you're from Away, are you?
Okay.
And that's where we got the name Away Tours.
Away Tours.
So anyone not born here, you're from Away.
So was that your idea? Or?
No, my boss.
Your boss. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Because I was going to say, we should get you a pay rise for that.
That's exactly
a good idea.
Or we can still do the pay rise.
I can do my best. All right, Irving. Now, I'm going to play you a song for your time. What would you like to hear, mate? What's your favourite Aussie band?
Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned that earlier on, The Land Down Under.
Men at Work.
Men at Work, yeah.
All right. There you go, listeners. Now, you stick around for that. Men at Work's land down under. Thank you so much for your time, Irving.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now stick around, listeners. Thank you. And we'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after Land Down Under.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's flow and mentioned her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Oh, hello, listeners. Phil C here with Roman Oz, and I'm still in Broken Hill. So many things to see here in Broken Hill, and we are with Chris Anderson at the Silver City Art Mint Centre. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Good morning, folks. We're standing in the building where the main attraction in Broken Hill is called the Big Picture.
Right.
The largest piece of artwork you're going to see in Australia.
Okay.
Painted by my younger brother, Peter Anderson. In the front gallery here, we've got some of his works. His attention to detail is unbelievable, and including the Big Picture, there's a lot of detail in the painting. It's one piece of canvas made in Italy, 100 metres around, 12 metres high, 2.5 years painting it, 9 tonnes of paint, and 100 plus tonnes of landscaping in there. So it takes in 17 landmarks around Broken Hill, from the Flinders Ranges right through to the Darling River, including Broken Hill, Silverton, Lake Mungo National Park, and quite a few other attractions. So that's the main attraction in Broken Hill, but we've also got the Chocolate Factory in here, Silver City Art Centre and Silver City Mint.
All right, now, Chris, here we are. As soon as we come through the store or into your shop, your gallery,
We've got these minerals here on the right. What are they?
Yeah, these are. This is about 1/10 of the collection of minerals that my father brought out of the mines. He started mining here when he was 14 years of age.
Okay.
Retired at 55, took up picture framing, and used to frame for Prohart, Jack Absalom, and a number of the other big artists here in Broken Hill. But they are extremely rare because of the explosives they use these days. Basically, everything coming out of the mines these days is broken up in powder form. There is a collection here in Broken Hill that changed hands recently for just under $3 million.
Okay, listeners, now through the doors and heading in towards the big picture, where are we now, Chris?
Right, well, as we're travelling into where the big picture is, we're going to go through a number of venues. So at the moment, we're in our Timberstoke mine.
Okay.
This is all to do with the mining here in Broken Hill. We've got videos in the corner, which you can probably hear, all about mining, all sorts of minerals, Broken Hill minerals on display. And on the other side of this glass window, this is where I do the silversmithing. So as you're moving through the Silver City Arts Centre and the Silver City Mint, you'll see my handiwork as you're travelling through. But the silver we use is what's mined here in Broken Hill. If you want to have a look on the other side of the window there, you'll see a tub of granulated silver.
Okay.
That's how we get it back from the mines in 10-kilogram bags and melt it down and make all sorts of things.
All right, now, Chris, we continued on and we're now in the main gallery. So what are we looking at in here?
Right, what we're actually looking at here is a number of artists that are having a displaying their works in here, but especially this large painting at the end of the room here. It's about 9.5 metres long by about 2.5 metres high.
Okay.
It's painted on canvas. It's a painting of North Broken Hill and North Broken Hill Mine. The artists that painted this painting did 4.5 months' work in doing this continuously, but this gives you a little bit of a lead up to the next one you're going to see, the big picture, which took my younger brother Peter 2.5 years non-stop to paint. And if you have a read of the sign down the end of the room here, it says this painting is not the big picture because the next painting you're going to see is 82 times bigger than this painting.
All right, now, listeners, we've left the main gallery and we are now in what looks like some sort of a mine. So is that right, Chris?
Yep, that's right. Where we're standing at the moment is our reconstructed White Cliffs opal mine. There's videos running in here on opal mining and all opals on display, but it's a reconstructed mine to do with opal mining. But if you have a look here on the map, here's Broken Hill. So on this map, so if you went out 200 kilometres towards Sydney and an hour in through the bush is White Cliffs. That's where they've sunk more than 80,000 shafts up there looking for opals. And if you fly over the top, it's like flying over the moon. But there's still a lot of spectacular opals being found out in these opal fields today.
Okay. All right, Chris, so we're now leaving your opal mining area in there, heading on through to the big picture. We're finally almost here at the big picture. But where are we? We see some Aboriginal art up there on the ceiling.
Well, we're progressing through an Aboriginal cave. There's Aboriginal paintings here up on the walls. We had some Aboriginals come in and do some paintings here. So, yeah, there's quite a few of those. So we're walking through this cave at the moment.
Right.
And then we're going to come around the corner into the room where the big picture is.
Oh, my God. Now, I've heard about this, Chris, but I'm absolutely awestruck. It surrounds you, it engulfs you, doesn't it?
That's right. It's like we try to give you the experience of being in the outback. And what there is a number of attractions that are pulled into this painting from up to 350 kilometres away.
Right.
But it's one piece of canvas that was made in Italy, 100 metres around, 12 metres high, 2.5 years painting it, 9 tonnes of paint. But it's quite a few attractions that are pulled in. The main one is probably the 12 stone sculptures that sit out the front here, all dedicated to Fred Hollows, all carved by different artists that came from all over Broken Hill, camped out on this hill about 10 kilometres out and did these stone sculptures. But there's quite a few attractions. And in the foreground, we're looking at a number of lizards, snakes, kangaroos, emus, dingoes, rabbits, eagles, and they're all three-dimensional in the foreground.
All right, Chris, so tell us about your brother Peter. Firstly, what possessed him to take on such a monumental task? 100 metres long, 12 metres tall, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yep, and 9 tonnes of paint used to do the painting. What possessed him, we think, and I'm probably serious in what I'm saying here,
right.
we think he went to bed one night and had a nightmare, and this is what it is. It turned out to be a nightmare. We thought that it was only going to take, and same as Peter, it was only going to take 12 months to do the painting, but it took him 2.5 years.
Right.
The last 12 months that he was in here painting, he actually had his bed in this viewing area and slept here. He used to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go through till midnight each day trying to finish it. So it did turn out to be a nightmare in the end.
Okay.
but also a great attraction for anybody coming to visit Broken Hill, wouldn't you agree?
That's right. Well, it is the main attraction here in Broken Hill, and quite unique. When you look at, you know, how much work's gone into it and what 9 tonnes of paint can create, you know, to something like this.
So, Chris, I understand it's grown. Like, it's been here for 18 years, and you said it was originally 5 tonne of paint, and then it's now grown to 9 tonne of paint. So what was the idea behind it growing?
Well, that's right. Over the years, Peter is, you know, like a lot of artists, they're not happy with things when they paint it, that they want to make changes to it. So, yeah, Peter took 2.5 years painting it using 5 tonne of paint. But over the years, it's grown because he keeps adding to it, so we've got up to 9 tonnes of paint on the canvas. But just remembering that behind this canvas, there's a lot of things you can't see. There's a lot of infrastructure there. Uh-huh. That's tension. It's 24 hours a day, like a computer system and 17 hydraulic rams that pull it in all different directions. Uh-huh. Because the problem is when it rains, you get a lot of humidity. The canvas expands. And when it's cold, it's shrinking. But all the time, it's on the move. And if you let any ripples get in the actual canvas itself, it'll crack the paint.
Okay. Okay, Chris, so now progressing from the big picture, we're in another part of the room with you've got The Big Red playing at the moment, which is a documentary, a movie. What's that all about?
Right. I've had The Big Red made. It's a 3/4 hour film made all about Broken Hill. All the attractions inside Broken Hill, outside Broken Hill, are all in that film. It's got actors and everything in there, but it'll show all to do with mining, interviews with Pro Hart, and it's got everything you want to see in that film. We've got it playing in a theatre at the moment, so you can sit down and watch it on the big screen. But also in this area where we are, we're in where all the chocolates are. We are Broken Hill Chocolate Factory. There's about 10 different ranges of Rocky Road that we do, but we specialise in a range called the Outback Droppings, which is all to do with all the animals around the bush. And we've got kangaroo doo-doo, echidna excrement, all different things like that, but they're all done in chocolates and nuts. So quite a comical range of chocolates.
Fantastic. Are we going to try some of those, you think? You think you'd like to try some kangaroo doo-doo, Lynn?
No, I don't know. I'm
risking
my life.
Okay. All right, Chris, so we're out of the chocolate factory. Lynn's happy about that. I've already gained weight just looking at it. You've also got fudge in there.
Yep.
And we're now at the end of this tour of your gallery. How long would you think you should give a person, like, to take, to wander through?
Right, the minimum you need is an hour. A lot of people, you know, think they can come through the door. We're here from 10 till 4, 7 days a week, but they come in the door at 3:30 and think that they're going to be able to see everything. But you need to allow a minimum of an hour to go through and have a look at everything. But there's quite a lot of attractions, and definitely the big picture is not something to be missed.
Fantastic. Well, mate, thank you so much for your time, Chris. It's been an absolute pleasure looking at this. It's definitely something not to be missed if coming into Broken Hill. Yes. So tell us the name of this wonderful place again, Chris.
Right, it's the Silver City Arts Centre, Broken Hill Chocolate Factory and The Big Picture, all in one complex.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to play you a song, mate, at the end of this. What's your favourite Aussie band?
Would have to be AC/DC and Thunderstruck.
AC/DC, Thunderstruck, I would have thought Slim Dusty or Johnny Williamson, but no, listeners, he wants a bit of Akka Dakka. Stick around for more Roman Oz straight after that. Thunder.
Oh, what a great show. And Broken Hill, such a lovely town to visit.
Broken Hill is definitely one of my favourite towns, listeners, I've got to tell you. And we were only there for 3 days, and you really need a minimum of about 5 or 6 because we only scratched the surface,
we
didn't
did,
we, Lynn?
We did, yes.
So many other things to see. What would you recommend there for the listeners, Lynn?
Other things? The Living Desert
absolutely,
is a must.
Yes. Absolute must. If you love photography, make sure you catch that at sunset.
And Prohart's Gallery.
Prohart's Gallery, such an interesting place. And he also has a daughter who has a gallery there in Broken Hill as well.
Yep, the Royal Flying Doctors.
A Royal Flying Doctor service, a must to see if you're in Broken Hill.
And the Line of Lode, the Miners Memorial.
The Miners Memorial, if you want to find out a bit about the history of the mining in Broken Hill.
And also the plenty of art galleries that are around the town.
So much art, so much talent in the town of Broken Hill. So if you are going to go there, listeners, you've got to give yourself at least four or five days.
Yes.
We couldn't do it all in 3.
No.
Impossible. Also, listeners, just a reminder for any of you people that we gave the RV Guard VIP cards to, we are going to be doing that draw. It's going to be on Facebook, so follow us on Facebook. We're going to do a live draw on Sunday, the 1st of August, okay? Now, this is the first draw, okay? We are going to do a draw once a month, and the lucky winner gets to win a 1-year supply of EnviroWash. Now, EnviroWash is one of RV Guard's products. It's a waterless wash. I've used it myself on my own personal vehicle, and I have to tell you, you spray this stuff on your paint, your glass, your plastic, whatever, and it just immediately removes everything, okay? But your paint, of course, or your plastic. It is the best cleaning product I've come across, and it puts a film on the actual item you've sprayed with this, and it'll keep your product looking as good as the day it came out of the showroom, okay? So for the RVs and the motorhomes, you know, the caravans, they're parked under trees and they get sap and bird droppings, spray this stuff on, and I've got to tell you, it's going to wipe it off effortlessly, and it's going to keep your van looking as good as the day you drove it out of the showroom. Now, as I said, we are going to do this on a live Facebook on our Facebook page. Now, that's Roman, R-O-A-M-I-N. R-O-M-A-N-O-Z, Roman Oz. Now, there's a couple on there. Roman Oz, the broadcasting and media production company. Just underneath that, you're going to find a call button. And if you call that, it's going to get you straight to me. You've got 24 hours with which to claim your prize. And it'll also be announced on our roamingoz.com.au website as well, okay? So you've got 24 hours. If you're the lucky person, you're going to win yourself a year's supply of this fantastic product. All you have to do is call me and I will send your details on to Peter or Darren McDonald, who's the owner. He's one of the owners of the company, and they will contact you and organise a shipping of your prize, okay? So it's as simple as that. Roman Oz, R-O-A-M-I-N-O-Z, and that is the broadcast and media production company. Hit the call button underneath that. Get in touch with me to claim your prize.
Right, okay, and that's Roman Oz, R-O-A-M-I-N-O-Z.
.com.au.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or RomanOz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.